York Catholic District School Board, YCDSB, is facing public pressure ahead of a May 29 Board of Trustees meeting as it weighs raising pride flags at its schools for the first time. Two LGBTQIA+ groups are launching letter-writing campaigns to try to sway the Board of Trustees ahead of Pride Month in June. This comes with the board embroiled in months of controversy over Pride issues, with three consecutive Board of Trustee meetings disrupted by those opposed to Pride stickers in classrooms and then Pride flags getting flown. PFLAG York Region put out a call to action asking people to message YCDSB trustees. "It's come to our attention a decision is going to be made shortly and it's not going to be favorable to our community," PFLAG York Region President Tristan Kuhlman said in a video. "Now is the time, more than ever, for our community to mobilize and to contact your local York Catholic trustees and let them know how you feel about that." The controversy went viral last month after a video was posted of those opposed to Pride flags harassing advocate and teacher Paolo De Buono at the YCDSB board office. The board has said it supports its two LGBTQIA+ students and it would have measures in place to address such disruptions at its next meeting but has yet to decide on raising Pride flags. But the pressure to make that decision is coming in from all sides. A joint letter posted on social media by teacher Frank Dominic asks the board to fly the flags, signed by the York Catholic Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association, Toronto District School Board Trustees, Markham Councillors Juanita Nathan and Reid McAlpine, as well as East Gwillimbury Councillor Lorelea Carruthers. "As Catholics, you should be guided by the teachings of Pope Francis, who has affirmed that God and Jesus love all LGBTQ+ individuals," the letter says. "We understand that some people may have objections to flying the Pride flag. However, we believe that it is important to remember that promoting inclusivity and respect for all individuals is a fundamental part of Catholic values." But the topic has remained contentious. In 2021, the Archdiocese of Toronto came out in opposition to boards flying Pride flags and linked to that statement when asked for comment about the recent YCDSB controversy. More recently, the Diocese of London put out a statement also opposing raising Pride flags. "We as a church, however, take exception to some of the ideology of the LGBTQ+ community and disagree with some of the views proposed by them," Reverend Ronald Fabro said in the May 24 news release. "For many, raising the Pride flag goes beyond being welcoming and inclusive and shows support for causes at odds with Catholic teaching." Newmarket Today did not receive a reply to a request for comment from YCDSB before publication deadline. A report on the agenda for the May 29 YCDSB Board of Trustees meeting shows a recommendation from a subcommittee to going ahead with flying the Pride flag this June at the Catholic Education Center. "Flying the flag would reflect the position that YCDSB will stand with all of our students in June, as we do throughout the school year," the report said. "It would reinforce the notion that we are all children of God and are all worthy of love and respect as our faith and our church teach." The board said on social media that there will be limited seating at the meeting May 29, on a first-come, first-served basis. "There will be no delegations, no overflow room and increased police and security," it said. Kuhlman said the Pride flag was inspired by flags born out of revolutions and the two LGBTQIA+ communities' fights for rights. "We're starting to see that creep again into our culture and into our day-to-day lives," he said. "It's not an issue that's a distant one. It is something that is impacting lived experiences locally."